This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're back on The Pulse with Ali and Othniel. You just heard a track by Oscar Jerome featuring Ben Hawk. That was a track called No Need, a new one by the UK producer. And now we're going to go into our quickfire news roundup that we call...
By the way, the 2009 MTV Video Music Awards was certainly a memorable one. Not for the right reasons, though. That was the year where Kanye West famously stormed on the stage to interrupt Taylor Swift receiving Best Female Video Award and uttered the now iconic, "Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyoncé had one of the best music videos of all time." Yeah, who could forget that, right?
Yeah, that's like an iconic moment in music.
Yeah, but... he's not wrong, but he's maybe just a few years too early, because Rolling Stone has just named Beyoncé's music video for her song Formation as the best music video of all time.
Wow.
They also added that if Beyoncé's self-titled visual album established her as one of the greatest artists of all time, her surprise released Formation video and ensuing album Lemonade marked her as one of the most important. That video won her the Grammys for Best Music Video as well. And she performed that song during the Super Bowl during halftime. The video, of course, was released in 2016 and includes references to Hurricane Katrina, Creole culture, and police brutality. I mean, Best Music Video of all time, it's quite a big statement, because we are comparing, you know, it's not of the year, of the decade, or of the century for that matter, you know, it's of all time. That means... they are putting her up against other greats like Michael Jackson. I mean, Michael Jackson is known for his larger-than-life music videos where it's almost like a movie, right?
Yeah, very elaborate. You know, songs may be 3 minutes, but the entire video clip is like 9 minutes long. It's like a short film
almost. Yeah, but I kind of agree with Rolling Stone as well. I mean, nobody does it like Queen Bee, as they call it.
I suppose so, yeah, that's right. By the way, some news for those of you who've taken up music making at home, because, you know, lockdown, and, you know, we've all been spending time, a lot of time at home. And I realize music fans have started to try and dabble in making music through these really simple apps that are available on most of our machines, especially Apple machines. So now Apple users might already be familiar with this thing called GarageBand, the app that simplifies music making, essentially. But having said that, you know, it's not just a beginner's module, because major names like Lady Gaga also is also known to swear by GarageBand when making her demos. So it's like a clipboard or like a blank canvas that you can work on your music lah.
And it's readily available.
Yeah. So last week, Apple launched a new sounds pack for GarageBand, the app, featuring a collection of beats, loops, and digital instruments that have been created by 7 of the world's top producers, including Boyz Noize, Mark Lethierry, Oak Felder, Soul Action, Tom Misch, Take a Day Trip, and Track Girl. So these 7 producers have made new sound banks that you can sort of put in your loop of a beat or a sketch that you're making. And, you know, they're supposed to sound really, really good. So that's what Apple have just announced early this month. And if you've been using GarageBand already, you're aware of it through iOS, you can purchase this inside the app and use it straight away. So, you know, you can use it on your iPhone, even an iPad. So that makes at least music making in a very basic level much, much easier. You know, everybody can just like turn it on and then start dropping some drum beats and then add on guitar and layers and layers and layers, all the sounds that you want on the go.
Yeah, making music shouldn't be a luxury. I think anything that lowers the barriers to make music should be welcome.
Yeah, I mean, but whatever happened to pots and pans, right?
Or buckets.
Yeah.
By the way, much has been said about the recent BTS collabo with McDonald's. Besides BTS, there's another famous McDonald's collab, the Travis Scott one,
right,
where every TikToker who is trying to be famous on the app rolls up to the drive-thru to play sicko mode on the phone and shouting, "You know what I want?" After a while, it's not that funny anymore. But after Travis and BTS, rapper Sweetie is up next with her McDonald's collab. The rapper, who's best known for her TikTok viral hit, Best Friend, will be participating participating in what McD now calls the Music Meal Partnership. This new sweetie meal consists of a Big Mac, 4-piece chicken nuggets, medium fries, medium Sprite, and barbecue and sweet and sour sauce. One thing I realized, right, is that these music partnerships is just stuff that's already on the menu. Those are existing products and there's nothing new that's been developed. Rather, it's just the celebrity curating a meal set based on things that are already on the menu. So it's marketing genius, that's for sure, because sales at the US stores has jumped about 25.9% in the past quarter since they started introducing these set meals.
Yeah, I think it is very much a marketing move because, you know, as we remember the BTS MACD fever when it hit Malaysia, many people were expecting it to be something new that's not on the menu.
Or like it comes with a merch or like a, you know, something else.
Turns out it's just a purple colored box, BTS box, and, you know, McNuggets with regular sauces that they have already.
Well played, McDonald's.
So that's all we have for our quickfire news roundup to start off tonight's edition of The Pulse. And up next, we're going to be taking you through our review of hip-hop MC Tyler, the Creator's latest album. It's a record called Call Me If You Get Lost. And we're going to be listening to some songs and sharing with you what we think of this new album that just released in June a couple of months back. But before we get there, here's a song that's off Tyler's album, which features Lil Uzi Vert and Pharrell Williams. Here's Tyler the Creator with Juggernaut on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.